Swine music became more and more important on account of its intangible nature. It seems to present the absent, whereas the other art forms always got into trouble with the problem of representation.
On top of that, I add a sound from a very simple tones, specific melodies that are playing with psychoacoustic effects.
I'm very interested in the timbre of sound, its vibration, its force, and especially its energy.
I lay down at the floor among the other dancers, and our first exercise was to mentally recreate the journey that same morning from when we left home to when we arrived at the floor. And then be aware of our perception of our body, the sound body surrounding us, and so on.
Composers and musicians also found themselves affected by similar trends, especially as electronics became increasingly integrated into music and sound-making processes, and options for projecting amplified sound in space, relaying acoustic information over telecommunications networks, and the construction of circuit-based sound generating and processing tools became more widely used.
Yeah, and if I think about the materials, if I think about what this thing is, it is strings, and it's a body, and there are a lot of things that go on over there, but the materials are not so different from what we were seeing over here.
I had given them all the data, and we had, like, for the 20 sounds, 10 CD players and a special constructed amplifier. The amplifier was solid and working, and the CDs were kind of round things with nothing on it, more or less.
Voices of the gods. I also think of Joseph Conrad's Heart of Darkness, Marlowe sitting by the river in the dark, telling terrible stories of Africa.